usual pitch for the book, in this, which I mentioned how Amazon has just reordered from the publisher and stuff. I come to you with unprecedented news. We have a five-way tie tonight for the worst person in the world. See, it's because my old boss, Ted Turner, was asked a question at the National Press Club.
Either you're with us or you're against us. And I had a problem with that because I really hadn't made my mind up yet. You know, what if you haven't made your mind up? You know, what if you're thinking about it, doing some studying, doing some reading, because it's an important decision to go to war, whether or not to go to war. I mean, you're either with us or you're against us. That's pretty black and white.
The reaction on Fox from our five schmucks of the night, Sean Hannity says Turner was admitting that he had a hard time choosing sides in the war on terror. Brent Bozell, I think it's time for Democrats to speak up. Either they support this man or they should condemn him. Billow says, why do you hate America, Ted? Billow's mailing it in, huh? Laura Ingraham said, to say, as an American citizen, that you haven't been able, you weren't able to choose sides? Former ABC News correspondent Bob Zelnick, I find it hard to believe that even a delusional American would say something as crass as not being able to choose between the terrorists in his own country. Well, Bob Zelnick's repertorial instincts are not completely dead. Turner never said a thing about not being able to choose between terrorists in his own country. He wasn't asked about terrorists, though Fox manicured the soundbite of Ted Turner to make it sound that way. In fact, the question he was asked was what he thought about people's patriotism being questioned when they've criticized the Iraq war.
What do you think of the fact that, well, not you, but other people have been, when they've criticized the Iraq war, criticized the U.S. government conduct of it, their patriotism has been questioned?
Turner wasn't talking about the war against terror. He wasn't talking about the war in Iraq. He was talking about the selling of the war in Iraq as either you're with us or you're against us. When that tiny little detail, that brief flash of intellectual honesty was raised to Brent Bozell, Bozo replied, it doesn't matter what the question was. Well, there's an honest man. Brent Bozell, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Bob Zelnick, and whatever's left of Bill O'Reilly, today's worst persons in the world.